Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sports fans, welcome back to another fantastic episode of the Neek and Rude Show, otherwise known as the best football talk show in the world. Today, we are going to be doing what we do. We will give you the NFL knowledge, but Neek, I don't know if you noticed, last night, something beautiful happened. It's like when the flowers bloom in the springtime, football came again, and it was in the form of the Hall of Fame game that was hosted in Canton, and it was between the Broncos and the Falcons last night.
Yeah, that game was on TV, but unfortunately, my punk ass DirecTV, sorry I had to say that, excuse my French, I'm mad at the cable, because I was so excited to watch football. I had a long talk with my good friend Rudy. I said, football's back. Rudy was like, Nick, I know you're ready to watch it. I went and got some wings. Yes, I did all this stuff for a preseason opening game, but I was so excited. Then when I turned the TV on, it came on the screen and said, sorry, this channel is not available in your area anymore. So I just said, I'm not going to throw a fuss. I'm not going to call DirecTV about some preseason football. But I was very pissed. But evidently, when I saw the highlights, I didn't miss much.
I'm canceling my DirecTV subscription, my ATT TV now. I don't even know what the hell it is anymore, but I know that we're going to talk about this football, so we're going to get right into it. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame game. We'll come back in just a couple minutes, but we kind of wanted to talk about what's been going on around the league. So we talk about, preseason. We talked about it last week, Nick, when we had our bowl prediction show. Preseason is a lot about injuries, contract holdouts. We talked about Zeke, all that, Gordon. One person we didn't talk about, Michael Thomas, we didn't talk about that. He got paid. He got pissed. The man got paid. Break him off. I'd like to put that money in my hand. Break me off them 50s and them 100s. but he got paid to the tune of $100 million. He got a $100 million contract extension for the Saints. Said he wanted his money, and they gave all that money to him in his hand. So, a lot of players also got money out here on the free agent market. Trey Boston was one of those guys. He's a safety, been around the league a little bit. He did sign on with the Carolina Panthers late in free agency. Cameron Meredith, he signed with the Patriots. Another sneaky good move by the Patriots, signing a receiver. You know, we all know about Gronk. Patriots, they brought in a lot of guys like Demaryius Thomas, Dontrell Inman. So they're going to have a lot of competition at that position. But Cameron Meredith just brings another good set of hands. He played with a great veteran quarterback in Drew Brees. So bring that experience over there. Still coming back from injury, so we'll see how he can recover from the knee injury. Ryan Khalil signs with the Jets. What's interesting about that is obviously he's coming out of retirement to do so. So maybe he really believes in what Adam Gase and the Jets are trying to do in New York. But we shall see. We're going to see. And then A.J. Green, this was terrible. I know me and my kids, my son that's here with us, Caleb, he's doing the show with us today, sitting in with us. A.J. Green was out because of what happened at, Welcome Stadium, where A.J. Green had to have I'd say more like a minor surgery, but he's going to be out 8 weeks with the ankle injury when he's competing on team drills and just kind of came up lame, had an ankle injury and did turn out to be a 6 to 8 week injury. That's what they said preliminarily when we had to get a minor procedure or surgery done. You know, easy for you to say it's minor when it's surgery. You know, he's going to be out at least probably the first couple games of the season. Arizona Cardinals they dropped off Robert Kimdiche. He got cut. He got dropped off because he came in the camp out of shape. We were talking to my son earlier about, you got to come in prepared. You got to be ready. And Kimdiche wasn't ready. He's been a former first-round pick bust for the Cardinals. He's been a little too bust. He like Dolly Parton. And, unfortunately, DJ Collier, LJ Collier, the defensive line, you just waiting, weren't you? LJ Collier, defensive line, he's going to miss the rest of preseason with a sprained ankle as well. Nick wanted me to mention that Phil Dawson retired.
Why you look at me like that, man? I mean, he's a Browns legend. A Browns legend who gave service of 20 years. 20 years with his foot.
And, about kickers. You talk about
I'm talking about kickers because he's a very important part of the Browns organization, especially during those rough, I want to call it the Great Depression era of the Browns.
2019?
I'm just saying, that Great Depression era of the Browns, like in 2008, 2009,
now,
2010,
now
2011.
Wait,
hold on, man. Hold on. Let me speak. When the Browns couldn't, they had quarterbacks who couldn't even sniff the end zone. So Phil Dawson came in there. He gave so many 50-plus yard field goals. He helped you guys' offense avoid so many shutouts. I just want to say, Phil Dawson from Nequise, I appreciate what you did for the Browns organization, even though Rudy doesn't want to talk about you because you're a kicker. But you had a hell of a career. And you helped the Browns score some points when they shouldn't have had nothing. But anyway, all right. Also, let's touch on this weekend. The Hall of Fame class is being inducted. This year we have six former players going in. We have former Broncos general manager Pat Bowlen, former writer, NFL.com writer, Jill Brandt, one of the best writers of all time. Brandt, big fan of his. Used to read a lot of his columns on NFL.com. Ed Reed, one of the greatest safeties to ever play the game, out of the U. Ty Law, one of the most physical cornerbacks to ever play the game. Champ Bailey, yes, I wrote this article back in 2014. Who's the better player, Charles Woodson or Champ Bailey? And I'm still a Woodson fan, and I'm going to be up there when Woodson goes in the Hall of Fame. But Champ Bailey, I got to give you your props, man. I really do. You had a hell of a career, even though, man, I feel bad because I'm talking about the negatives, just a couple of negatives of your career. But Champ Bailey, man, you did have a hell of a career. And I ain't going to say what I was going to say the last one because I was going to talk about that Sunday night game when Terrell Owens burned you for 90 yards. But Champ Bailey, other than that, man, hell of a career. Johnny Robson, don't know much about him, but mad respect to him finally getting his due to go in. One of the greatest offensive linemen centers in the game, Kevin Mawa, and the greatest tight end according to Rudy, best tight end in the game, Tony Gonzalez, hell of a career, one of the best pass catching tight ends, very smart.
And Ozzie Newsome.
That's debatable, man. Ozzie Newsome, one of the best as well. And with that being said, tonight's show, fans, this is the Train Wreck Edition. And Caleb, it is so good to see you, man. Rudy's son just walked to the studio, sitting over here smiling, looking at us like, what are these guys doing? This is interesting. He actually having a birthday tomorrow and will be turning 13, right? 13? Yeah, he's smiling. So for the first time, let's introduce you to America. Go ahead and just say, hello, world.
Hello, world.
What is your name?
Caleb Hainsworth.
Caleb Hainsworth. And it's good to have you in the studio. And you're a football fan, right?
Yeah.
All right. Who's your team?
Browns.
All right. His dad just gave him a 20 under the table to say Browns. So that's his birthday present. Good job, Caleb. And way to go, Rudy, trying to blackmail your son, give him $20 just to say he's a Browns fan on the air. All right. Anyway, let's kick off this train wreck edition. So when we talk about the train wreck, we're talking about what can derail these teams from reaching their destination? For most of these teams, it's the Super Bowl. A lot of these teams, let's just call it like it is. You ain't going nowhere this year. So we're going to touch on what can derail these teams from reaching their destination. Let's start with the AFC East. I'm going to start with these New England Patriots. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's really no train wreck because we all know every year this train always reaches the Super Bowl. That's always the destination. And so if it doesn't happen, if for some reason they just take a U-turn, it's because Tom Brady. Something happened to Tom Brady. And the old man is still getting up there, still wise, still avoids those hits, knows how to get rid of the ball, one of the quickest releases in the game. But if Brady gets hurt, it's a wrap for these Patriots. All right, New York Jets, Sam Darnold. This train wreck for the Jets, they are not going to the Super Bowl. If Sam Darnold regresses and keeps turning the ball over. When I'm talking about turning the ball over last year, 17 touchdowns, 15 picks. So if you come into 2019 season, 16 touchdowns and 20 picks, it ain't happening, Jets. Rudy Rude, I know we got to talk about the Bills.
Did you talk about the Patriots?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Nick. You know, there's two other teams in this position, in this division. Obviously, we got the Bills. We got the Dolphins. So, with the Bills, I mean, you know what it always comes back to, Nick. And my emphasis is going to be heavy on the quarterback position because, damn it, that's what it comes down to if your team, you know, if your franchise is going to have success tonight. You got that face of the franchise. Like my son plays on Madden, face of the franchise, plugging Madden tonight. We want some endorsement deals, okay? So, face of the franchise, Josh Allen. If he plays less than 12 games for the Bills this year, he played 12 games last year. If he plays less than 12 games, that's a problem. And also, they got to have somebody stepping up in the receiving corps. Zay Jones had 56 catches, Nick. You know where Zay Jones went to college at?
East Carolina.
Nick, you know, because you're a hardcore fan, but a lot of people don't. A lot of even Bills fans in Buffalo, New York right now, 716 area code, don't know who Zay Jones is. So they did acquire Cole Beasley in the offseason. We'll see what they can do, but they need their leading receiver to have more than 56 catches. They need a Josh Allen to have some security blankets. I've already voiced my concerns about him last week on the show. Go back and listen to it if you want. But the Buffalo Bills, that could derail their season. Josh Allen don't stay out on the field because he runs a lot. He's not Lamar Jackson. You know, they got to make sure he learns how to cover up and slide. You know, he needs to work with Ricky Henderson or something. I don't know. But the Miami Dolphins, you like that reference. The Oakland A's reference, Nick, that was beautiful. Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, man. If Ryan Fitzpatrick starts all damn 16 games, maybe 18 games in 2020, if he starts 18 games, if he starts 16 games for the 2019 Miami Dolphins, then that's going to be a problem because in 8 games last year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, still staying in the state, obviously, he did, his migration to free agency, he got sacked 14 times, had 12 interceptions. Now, I know Ryan Fitzmagic came out and balled in the first couple weeks in Tampa Bay last season, you know, kind of in lieu of Jameis Winston taking over again, but consistently being your starter and your guy moving forward, I think we all know at this point Fitzmagic is a bridge quarterback.
Yeah, man, I gave you this dirty look because you saying the Dolphins, if Fitzpatrick starts all 16 games, it's a train wreck. Brother, let's just be real, man. Coach Flores, Coach Flores already knows this. He already fired the offensive line coach already. This season is already a train wreck. He's not going to come out and say it because he wants his team to compete and play hard. I mean, you know, as a head coach, why would you come out and say, my team is already a train wreck? He already pretty much deep down inside. This season.
Are they in the tank?
They already in the tank, man. Bottom line is this. If Fitzpatrick starts off 16 games, what does that say about Josh Rosen, Root?
That he's not fit to play in the NFL. He's not an NFL starter. That's it.
There you go. Train wreck has already started in Miami. All right. Let's go to the AFC North, man. And I know you're going to touch on your Browns real quick. But I just got to say this about Cleveland. And me and Rudy about to get into this because Rudy's going to have his own objective for the Browns. I'm just going to say this. Browns, everybody's hype on this bandwagon. This team's going to go all the way. They got the pieces. Yeah, you look at the roster. You say, damn, Myles Garrett, Olivia Vernon, linebacker core. They drafted Mack Wilson. You got Greedy Williams. Could be starting opposite Denzel Ward offense. You got Landry, OBJ. But it comes to that offensive line. When you have a Greg Robinson.
No, I want to put my –
Hold on now. Hold
Giants
on. Let me say
I
this.
I want to talk about
yeah,
the
you're
going
to say that.
Okay.
You're going to get it when you get to the Giants. You're going to get some of them Giants.
I'm going to get some of that.
But what I'm saying is this. Greg Robinson. Now, I understand he turned it around last year. We talking about one of the biggest busts. Yeah, I'm serious, man. Coming out of when the Rams had him, played with the Lions. You saying he rehabilitated? Okay.
He rehabilitated. Okay. We dipped him in Lake Erie along with Hugh Jackson. That's what happened. We rehabilitated. We got that bust up off of him. We put him and dipped him in the waters. Said you ready to play? You ready to protect? You ready
so,
to mess
So hold on, hold on,
Alex.
Hold on, Rude. Let me get this straight. So we know Hugh Jackson went into the Lake Erie. So. That's not a good comparison, man, because Hugh Jackson already got his ass shipped out.
Well, he had to baptize. He had to sanitize so he could take that losing with him and take it on about his soul and his journey. But then Greg Robinson went in with him, too, to get that bus demon out of there.
So, fans, Rudy just said it for myself. The train wreck has started for Cleveland Browns. Because anytime you want to try to go the baptism route, we're putting Hugh Jackson in the waters of Lake Erie. And we know that water is not clean. And we saw what happened with Hugh Jackson. He got his ass shipped out of Cleveland. And Greg Robinson went in that water with Hugh Jackson. That means Greg Robinson's ass is going to be out of Cleveland after this season. So that's it. Enough said. Rudy already said it for me. All right, let me get to these beans. If the offensive line can't protect Andy Dalton, you know what happens to the Red Rooster Rocket. He gets nervous in that pocket. He's going to start dancing with the stars. And last season, Dalton wasn't that bad. 21 touchdowns, 11 picks. But if that offensive line can't protect, you're going to see the worst Andy Dalton. His butt's going to be right on out of Cincinnati. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers. I know people are looking at the season like, well, it's already a train wreck because AB's gone and you know, Le'Veon Bell's gone. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And some people looking at the Steelers 2019 season already going to be a train wreck. I'm going to say it like this. Juju, you are number one wide receiver right now. Can you elevate your game to that stat, man, to being that number one wide receiver? Yes, you had over 100 catches, but you had Antonio Brown on the other side of you. So if Juju can't produce with 115 catches, reduplicate what he did last season, it's a wrap. And if the other wide receivers don't step up with Big Ben in this offense, and Big Ben likes to spread that ball around, the train wreck is officially on in Pittsburgh.
Nick, did you talk about the Bengals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked about the Bengals.
All right, so look, I feel like you was trying to talk about the Browns because you're trying to rush me through this division, but that's not going to happen because we know that I'm an AFC North guy. I mean, we talk about this black and blue division. We talk about the Steelers like you already talked about. We ain't really talk about the Steelers like that because this is my show. You know I ain't got no love for the Steelers. You know I ain't got no love for the Steelers. I've been kicking it all through downtown Pittsburgh. You know how we do it, Nick. We get around. You know, the Ravens in this division, they the fake Browns, the Browns. So when we talk about what's going to derail their season, I'm gonna tell you right now, Caleb, because I know you played the Ravens in Madden earlier. The Ravens, man, they're dependent on a good running game. So they need their receiving core to step up because last year, I mean, when Lamar Jackson was in, the team really struggled passing wise. You saw it in that playoff game, you know, against the Chargers. I mean, they really struggled. And, you know, I would say that also, too, we touched on it last week, but Lamar Jackson struggled to hold on to the ball. But he needs his wide receivers to stay healthy because what Baltimore tried to do in the draft was they tried to draft what they knew was a deficiency with guys that can get the ball. You know, they had, like, John Brown last year, for example. And he's not – I mean, he's a guy that kind of stretched the field from the slot position. They went out and got Marquise Brown, you know. And, Caleb, this is what I'm saying. You got to know the names. Miles Boykin, for example, a guy they drafted out of Notre Dame. I think he's going to be a player for them. So these rookies, can they stay healthy? Can they have an impact on the receiving corps? Can they help Lamar Jackson? Because Lamar Jackson's going to run a lot. Mark Ingram's going to run a lot. But what he's going to need dependable receivers when he does choose to pass the ball that can hold on to the ball. Willie Snead, Seth Roberts, a guy who's battled injury, you know, in Oakland. You know, that's your squad, Nick. I'm sure you can touch on that more. But Baltimore, they really have to have guys just catch the ball when it's thrown to them. Might not have the most stats, you know, in terms of maybe not be a guy over 45 or 50 catches or whatnot. But, you know, they got to be ready when called upon and have high, like, basically yard per reception average. You know, yard per attempt average from Lamar Jackson. So that's important. With the Browns, I don't even have to take all that much time. I'm going to be honest with you, Nick. What can derail the Browns season is Baker. Baker's who they're dependent on, and, I mean, that's who they need to stay healthy. They need them to start and play all 16 games because, I mean, we look at the backups. Drew Stanton, you know, he's a journeyman. He's been around the block. You know, he's bought the T-shirt. He probably bought some property on the block, you know, former, you know, backup for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, behind that, there's Garrett Gilbert, who really has limited or no NFL experience. Started for, I think, the Cardinals last year, playing AAF or whatever, the defunct AAF. David Blau, who is an undrafted free agent out of Purdue. So, I mean, the Browns don't have a lot to be mentioned. The only thing I think that could derail this Browns season really is, I mean, the O-line, I know you're leaning on that, Nick, but I feel like if, for example, Greg Robinson was a former bust, but he got rehabilitated in the Green Lakes of Erie, his playing career, then, I mean, even if he goes down, I mean, you know, we don't want that to happen. We don't want anybody to go down. But, I mean, guy like their backup, Kush, you know, I mentioned that. What? Kush come in there, and then they have Witzman, and then I was trying to think of the guy, Kyle Kalis. You know, it's another guy they got to provide depth, you know, competing for that right guard spot. So we're going to move on to the AFC South. We're going to start running through these teams a little bit here. The Texans in the AFC South, something that could derail. And what I call this show more than derail me was a monkey wrench. This is the monkey wrench show. So what will put a monkey wrench or a banana in the tailpipe? Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop, 1, 2, and 3. Banana in the tailpipe. Kids, go out and look it up. Caleb, go out and look it up if you need to. What would put a banana in their tailpipe this season for the Texans is if J.J. Watt is not healthy like he was a couple years ago. Last year he balled out. He had 16 sacks. J.J. Watt had 16 sacks. Clowney had 9 sacks, so they had a combined 25 sacks. But, you know, Clowney has yet to sign his franchise tag. He has now reported to the offseason activities for the Texans. We'll see if he comes back. And we know that J.J. Watt had his former injury concerns, but J.J. Watt balls. These two guys need to continue to ball out of control, B-O-O-C-N. That's a term that we slogan that we coined a while back now. And, you know, they ball out of control together, and they need to continue to do that. If they are not healthy and both on the field for the Texans defense will pay the price for not having that kind of pressure they can put on the quarterback. The Jaguars, the other team I got, the health of the offensive line, they already got a offensive lineman, Cam Robinson, who's on the PUP list, you know, in camp. So, you know, they got to protect Foles. They got a real quarterback now. No more of that Blake Bortles, you know, and people talk about like Reggie, for example. Blake Bortles is Reggie. So if you're a real football fan and a real person know what I'm talking about out there, Blake Bortles is Reggie, and now they're dealing with the Loud, which is Foles, and Foles got to show up that he's on a different level. He's that live greed, you know, something a little different.
All right, man. All right, other two teams in this division, Indianapolis Colts, it's all about this, man. It's all about Andrew Luck. If Luck's health becomes unlucky due to injuries, it's a wrap for this team. This team is loaded, both sides of the ball. Andrew Luck just got to stay healthy. Right now, he's got a little calf injury that's going to, you know, cause him to miss a couple preseason games. But who needs preseason when Andrew Luck? All right, Tennessee Titans, Derrick Henry, man. I mean, I know Derrick Henry turned it around second half of the season, but he needs to elevate his running game, his running style. He brings that pound physical smash mouth. Just, you know, in between the tackles, that's the type of physical running back that he is. He needs to bring it every week, and they need to feed him the ball because you got Marcus Mariota as your quarterback, and we know Mariota, man. He don't play a full 16 games. Derrick Henry is the biggest big part of their offense. All right, AFC West. Let me start with my Raiders. I'm going to put it like this. Derrick Carr, this Raiders season, it could go either way. This team has a good shot to maybe get to the playoffs. That train could go straight to the playoffs. Or if Derek Carr goes back to being an old used car and becomes a non-drivable car, and if that happens and that car needs to be replaced, then it's going to be a problem because Nathan Peterman isn't going to get the job done. I don't give a damn John Gruden talking about, oh, that Peterman kid growing on me. All right, Gruden. That's for Hard Knocks, man. That's good to get out there, good to get this kid's confidence level going up, you know, get it going and stuff, because he's probably like, man, I sucked last year. But Carr actually says he's growing to me. Hey, mom and dad, guess what? Carr says he's growing to me. Ah, right, whatever, son, you suck anyway. No, I'm just playing. All right, San Diego Chargers. It's all about Melvin Gordon. If his holdout lingers into the season and they start missing games, I'm sorry, man. Melvin Gordon is a big part of this Chargers offense. And if his holdout is all year, this Charger team will not get to the Super Bowl. This train will be derailed.
So this is going to be kind of a combination, derailment part here. In the AFC West, you know, the two teams we got left are the Broncos and the Chiefs. So with the Broncos, I touched on, earlier Drew Lock. We didn't really mention the Hall of Fame stuff like we should have, but Drew Lock. He didn't do bad. He had like 7 for 11, 39 yards in the Hall of Fame game. You know, it wasn't nothing impressive. You know, he got sacked twice. But I think the key for the Broncos is they do not want Joe Flacco to start every game, because that means that Drew Locke is not ready to be their former or their next franchise quarterback. And don't forget about what happened with, you know, their former couple guys, you know, that kind of struggled that, Elway drafted. So, you know, we'll see what we can expect from Drew Locke, but I would say it's a bad sign if Joe Flacco starts all 16 games for the Broncos, because that means they don't see the progression that they want from Drew Locke. But I'm going to let Caleb tell you what the Chiefs need to make sure that they do or avoid so that they do not derail their 2019 season.
Caleb, come to the mic. Caleb.
All right. Today I'm going to be talking about the Chiefs derail is the inability to run the ball, because they lost Kareem Hunt to the Browns.
That's all you got to say, Caleb. That's it, man. You sit down next to me. You so excited to get on the mic. The Chiefs derailment is Kareem Hunt to the Browns. Hey, I like that, man. Good job, Caleb.
Yeah, that's it. No, I mean, he covered it. He picked that topic himself. You know, it's if the Chiefs, you know, if they can't run the ball, you know, I know that they got Damian Williams, for example, but, I mean, they need to do something to help, Mahomes a little bit so that, you know, they aren't so pass-centric that they can't get any out the run game after losing Hunt last year, cutting him, and then getting signed by the Browns, where he's going to serve his 8-game suspension, of course, for battery or whatever you want to call it, assault.
All right, fans, we're going to take a quick 1-minute break. We will see you in about, actually, 35 seconds. So in 35 seconds, make sure you wash your hand and put soap on there, please, dude.
Oh, my God. I'm here to introduce Bustified. Bustified is a highly effective spray that is used for former first-round picks and high-profile free agents whose play on the field was just highly ineffective. Bustified is also used for players who got dropped off from a team and the NFL. Now, fans, imagine if you can take a can of Bustified with you to a football game and use it on your favorite player who's not producing. That would be red. And ladies, if you can always keep it in your purse and use it when some lame guy is trying to holler at you.
All right, welcome back, fans, to the Neek and Roo Show. This is the train wreck edition, and we're talking about where this train is going for all 32 teams. Is it going to go off the tracks? Is it not even going to get started? Or is it just going to actually make its destination? And for some teams, they ain't got no destination. But a lot of other teams, they do have some Super Bowl aspiration destination. It could be going there. All right, let's kick off. Let's finish off this NFC conference. Let's start with these Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz, man, you got to stay healthy. It's all about Carson Wentz. If he doesn't play up to that big contract extension he just received this offseason, it's a wrap. And I know I understand Carson Wentz got hurt, Nick Foles, you know, because right now the big talk in Philly was all about Nick Foles, because he did, you know, lead them to their Super Bowl victory over the Patriots. And Nick Foles actually played very well. So Carson Wentz, you got to put that Nick Foles shadow behind you. You don't have to worry about him no more, because he's in Jacksonville. Just focus on playing football like we know the level, the capable level you can play at. So Carson Wentz, get it done this year. If you don't, it's a wrap. All right, my New York Giants, man, I'm going to put like this, man. I ain't got much hope for this team this year. And it's funny because when I say this, somehow these Giants would just shock me. And Rudy's sitting here shaking his head. Oh, Neek, nope. this train.
No, how good they are. You be talking about how you got hope for them. No.
Rude just gave me that look like, Neek, this train don't even have a conductor. So you already know what that means. And I'm going to put it like this, man. It's all about that right side offensive line. Mike Reimers, we brought you up from Minnesota. We're putting you at your natural position, which is the right tackle position. If you just stink it up, it's a wrap. Because Eli's farewell tour, it's going to be coming early. And it's going to be a dud. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the Giants, man. I don't know what to expect. I don't have much hope for my team. For those new fans that are tuning in, Neek is a Giants fan and Rudy's a diehard Browns fan.
No, Neek, you're not just a Giants fan. You're also an Oakland and a Vegas. Oakland, Vegas, Raiders fan. Oakland Vegas Raiders. That's what they're going to be called for the next about year or so as they transition. It's like a gender transition. Was that insensitive to their new location? But In the NFC East, man, I ain't even going to take a whole lot of time because I'm going to tell you what, the national media, specifically Fox, some of that Fox News, it ain't quite Fox News, but you know I be slanting the media and the coverage. So I'm going to just quickly touch on these Cowboys. You know, if Zeke and Dak can't stay on the field, and if I was Zeke and Dak, I might be taking calling off. I might be calling off. I might be like, Jerry, I ain't got my contract yet, so I ain't going to be able to make it into work today, man. I know it's Sunday, and this is the main day we work, but I'm playing for about $25,000 this game, and clearly I am a player that is somebody who you would consider as a franchise cornerstone in your eyes. We'll see if Zeke can get paid. I know Dak wants to get paid, too. Both of them going to try to get about $20-plus million a year. If any of them, we already know Zeke's already holding out. We talked about that last week. If any of them, either of them, miss any game due to injury or contract or multiple games due to injury, God forbid anything like that, then that's going to derail the Cowboys' season because you know they're going to be on Fox at 4 o'clock every Sunday. The Redskins, Colt McCoy, I'm putting it like this. Colt McCoy, I liked you as a Browns quarterback back in about, what, 2007. But this is we ain't there no more. I mean, I like Kellen Winslow back then, too. But this ain't that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've moved on. So if Colt McCoy starts for the Redskins any games for them this year, then that's their season. I'm sorry, that's their ass. Because, you know, they got Case Keenum from the Broncos, and you know they got Haskins from Ohio State. We'll see what he can do. We'll see how many games he starts. But if you are left with Colt McCoy, who's at this point a third stringer, and you are depending on him to win you a game, that is not going to happen.
Yeah, and I just had to give you a few looks, man. But I'm so proud of your son because I'm glad he took your beer away and replaced it with some water because that gender reference – yeah, good job, Caleb, man. Good eye. You actually, Caleb has great eye awareness, man. Great skills, man. Good job, Caleb. All right, but anyway, NFC North Division, I'm going to start off these Vikings. It's like this. For the Minnesota Vikings, I got big plans for them this year. I think they're going to get back to the playoffs. I think this team has the talent to get to its destination, which is the Super Bowl. But the only thing that can derail it, it can be a train wreck. If this defense doesn't play up to his dominating potential, I mean, Everson Griffin is ready to go all 16 games. He's ready to ball out. I know he took some time off last year, personal reasons. Danielle Hunter, one of the best young pass rushers in the game, 14.5 sacks last year. So, like I said, it's so many big-name players on this defense, and if it just doesn't play up to his dominating potential, it's a wrap for this team. All right, Detroit Lions, Marvin Jones, man. I'm calling you out on this show right now. Detroit Lions season is over if Marvin Jones isn't healthy all 16 games and doesn't have over 1,000 receiving yards. Because Marvin Jones can put up some stats. He has that much talent. But you have Galladay and you have Marvin Jones. Both of these receivers should have over 1,000 receiving yards because they are that talented. Marvin Jones, you just got to stay healthy.
All right. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the NFC North. So, you know, we got to talk about, a couple teams that also are left in the NFC North. We got to talk about the Chicago Bears. What's going to derail the Bears is if they can't get they together after last year and Cody Parkey missing that kick, the double doink. They got a kicking competition now between Elliott Fry and Eddie Pinheiro right now going on in camp. You know, as we mentioned, the camps are going on every day. You know, it's people out here getting cut in camp every day, B. You know, so, Elliott Fry and Eddie Pinheiro is who they're depending on now. If they don't get it together on special teams, especially at that kicking position, they're going to lose a lot of close games because of it. Mic drop on that one. Green Bay Packers, Nick thought about that defense. I thought about that running game. They finally think that they got their running game all put together with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and Dexter Williams, who's a rookie out of Notre Dame. But I'll tell you what, Aaron Jones, efficiency-wise, he was rated as a top 10 running back last year in the league. But I'm not sure if I'm convinced yet. He didn't have, a whole bunch of carries. So I think that, finally the Packers establishing that running game and being consistent with it to help Aaron Rodgers to where all the pressure is not on him to get yards and to score. That's going to help the Packers out a lot so they can become a playoff team and not be the under 500 team they were last year.
All right, good job, Rube. I actually, I got to agree with you on that, man. But you know what? Aaron Rodgers, to take the pressure off of him, they need a running game. I know some people say Aaron Rodgers is it. I mean, nah, that's too much pressure on Aaron Rodgers, especially at this point in his career. So, yeah, good call, Rube. All right, NFC South Division. And let's start with these Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got a new head coach in Bruce Arians. I love him. He doesn't play around. Byron Leftwich, offensive coordinator. Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator. Oh, my gosh. Does Bruce Arians have the most diverse coaching staff in the league? Sounds like it. But for the Bucs, if this train wants to go far, I'm not talking about stopping after 5 minutes. It's all up to the quarterback, and that is Jameis, baby Master P, Winston. And if he doesn't get in there and make this league say, ugh, the 999 with his play, it's a wrap. Because right now you got one of the best quarterback mind coaches who can motivate you, take you to the next level, and that's Bruce Arians. He knows what the hell he's doing. So, Jameis, just listen to the man. And if you can't make any changes to your passing game or cut down on the turnovers, it's a wrap, man. This train ain't going far at all. Carolina Panthers. Cam, we know Cam Newton's coming back. We already know about his offseason shoulder surgery, talking about his throwing motion is going to be a little bit different this year. But Cam is Cam. Cam's still a playmaker. He's still a baller. But it's up to this receiving core. And I'm calling out Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore. DJ Moore, I understand you had a fantastic rookie season. But for this Panthers team to get to its destination, this train to go all the way to the Super Bowl, which it is very capable of because they have a stout defense. Front seven is nasty. Excuse me. It's up to this receiving core. Please help out Cam. Because Christian McCaffrey had over 100 receiving catches on the season last year, over 100 from the running back position. That says a lot about the receiving core. That means you guys weren't doing your damn job. So step it up this year, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, step it up. If you guys don't step it up, let Cam and this Ron Rivière, one of the best coaches in the game, let this team down. This train isn't going anywhere.
All right, so we got to start getting through these last few teams here. In the AFC South, we're going to finish it up with the Atlanta Falcons. It's
NFC,
pretty.
You said AFC, NFC.
You don't know what I said. Play it back, Turbo. But anyway, like I said, the Atlanta Falcons, what could derail this team or what could put a banana in the tailpipe, put a monkey wrench in the season, is poor offensive line play again. They did go ahead and draft two first-round offensive linemen in Lindstrom and McGarry out of Washington, Lindstrom out of Boston College. And they also do need consistent play from Freeman. They need him to stay healthy. They need him to stay healthy because they did lose Tevin Coleman in free agency. So, they need Devontae Freeman to be on the field. They need him to be active and playing. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so, but that's really the key to their running game now, again, especially that they don't have Coleman anymore. And if the Saints, they have to get off that hangover that they might have from last year in the NFC Championship game or that no call on the pass interference. It's led to rule changes in the offseason. That's fine. Anything you can do to make calls more accurate and make the result more predicated off of who is the better team and not off of any, missed calls by officials or anything like that. So, there were changes to the, pass interference, whether it be offensive or defensive reviews outside of 2 minutes where coaches could challenge that. But now the Saints have to get off that. They have to not think about that 2018 stuff no more. They have to be on that 19. They have to just go out there and try to win games. Because if they think about how they got jobbed last year, they're waiting on a pass interference call and a rule change to help them get over what happened to them and not making it to the Super Bowl. It ain't going to happen. You ain't getting that chance again. There ain't no instant replay in life.
So is that supposed to be message? I don't know. You just gave me that look like, yeah, that was a message. All right, man. All right, NFC West, let's finish up this show with this NFC West division. And I'm going to start with this 49ers. It's really plain and simple. if the Jimmy G show isn't a hit or hits a snag or is pulled and gets supplanted by backup quarterback Nick Mullins,
or
the Jimmy G experiment show is a failure and get dropped off.
Yeah, get dropped off. And that's what's going to happen if Jimmy G doesn't produce this year, because up north in California, these 49er fans are talking big smack. They talk about, oh, man, our season went down here because Jimmy G didn't play. Watch what happens in 2019. Jimmy G going to bounce back this snap. Yeah, I get all that, but we'll see. Seattle Seahawks. I'm put like this. I love this organization. I love what Pete Carroll has done as a coach. Excuse me. I love what Schneider has done as a GM. They know how to get talent. They know how to find talent. They find players that we're like, who the hell is that? Why did they draft him? Because they fit their organization. They fit their style of offense and defense. And for DK Metcalf, man, I'm calling you out right now. And I know this is your rookie season. But if you have a bustful rookie season, this team's not going to go far. They're not going to – they have a shot to get to the playoffs. But you got to understand, Doug Baldwin is gone. The wide receiver core is Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf and David Moore. That's what we're talking about. So DK Metcalf, this is your chance to shine, your chance to show that you belong in the NFL, and this is your chance to get back at some of those draft analysts who talk about, man, they took me too late in the draft. I should have won the first round. Look at my size. I'm like the Terminator in the picture. Yeah, we see all that. But what can you do on the field?
Yeah. And we're going to finish off this NFC West. So, the Los Angeles Rams, we know that they went to the NFC Championship game last year, right? But there are still some things that could derail this team from getting back to where they want to go. You know what that is? My son came up with this one, man. I mean, my son, he knows that football. I don't know why he don't give himself enough credit. It's the Rams' secondary and the way they just gave up that ass. He didn't really say that. He didn't say, Daddy, you know, the Rams gave up that ass last year. He didn't say that, but, I mean, he implied it. He said they pass game, you know, they pass defense game is bad. They don't have good corners and safety.
No, he just actually came over and whispered my ear. He said, Neek with no Vaseline.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it did. It did. Cause he heard our show from last year.
Get a sip of my bottle, man. It's not how it's supposed to go down, man. But anyway, what I'm talking about is the Rams. They need to improve on that secondary play. They need to improve on their pass defense, because they did give up the ass last year. They DBs were toast. They got put in the toaster and they got burnt. I mean, with no butter. You know what I'm saying? And you know, butter is obviously kind of the comparison to Vaseline. That's what you were talking about. I mean, obviously, you know, it had correlation, what you're talking about. But the Rams secondary has to improve, because last season, I mean, if you look at the stats, you know, really they were 14th overall in pass yardage. But then they also tied for sixth worst with Miami with the most pass TDs given up. And I think it was like 31. So with the Rams, they secondary, I know they got some players in a secondary. I think they lost a big player in a secondary, right? Joiner, right? But, you know, they're going to try to move on without it. They still got those veterans on the outside. But as far as the Cardinals, man, I'm straight to the point. It's plain and simple, man. Kyler Murray is the guy that they put all their eggs into that basket. Like, they had a dozen 18-piece egg or whatever from Kroger, and they put them all in the same shopping basket and all in the same egg carton. They put all their eggs in the same basket because, I mean, at Kyler Murray, that's all they got at QB. So, I mean, what they going to roll out? Was Glennon going to be their starter if Murray gets hurt? And, you know, he's a little guy. He's about my height. He's about 5'10", you know, something like that, man. You know, I'm not 5'10", but I give myself an extra inch and a quarter, whatever. And so I mean, you know, I mean, Arizona, I'll be honest with you, they have a bad offensive line, man. They really haven't done anything to improve it. And, you know, when you look at last year, Rosen, and then the other quarterback there for him, the former Oklahoma number one overall pick, you know, that was behind that line last year, they got tore up. They got tore up. Now, I mean, what's going to help Murray is he's got mobility. That's something that neither of those guys really had. But for him to stay healthy, he's going to have to really run. They're going to have to really come up with some good protections, and they're going to have to spread that field. And I'm going to call what they're going to do with Cliff Kingsbury, the run and shoot.
Now, Kyler Murray knows that system. All reports is he's been looking good in that system. But we're going to see.
And let me correct you, Mike Glennon, he's actually in Oakland, man. All right. Neek, Root, Caleb, thanks for coming to the studio. Good job. See you next week.